doing that, then musician, I have something to say.
Yira la'akum, which is in Rashi Parshas Bo'i. And that will be, that's a very good thing, because it's a very negea. And I have more than 1 week of what to say on that, so that might take us a little while. Start by, in case, I even prepared a little of it in case this is short. I don't know if it never seems to happen, but just in case, you could even start it. But okay, first, start with the following thing. It says in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Asara Nisim Nasu Lavisenu B'Mitzrayim. Right, there were 10 nisim that happened to our Avos in Mitzrayim, and there was also Eser Makos. Hevi Hakadosh Baruch Hu al Mitzrayim b'Mitzrayim. There was also 10 Makos. Well, we all know the 10 Makos. What were the 10 nisim that happened in Mitzrayim? Right, I'm allowed to say that we all know the 10 Makos, right?
I've heard of them. Don't ask me to tell you which ones.
It's a chronological order.
Okay. those ones. Yeah. So the 10 Nisim are that we got saved from the 10 Makos. Oh. That's what it's a mission in Pirkei Avos. There's 10 Nisim that happened to us that we were saved from the 10 Makos. Now the Rambam and the Bartanura and the Goyin, they all tell you, where does it say in the Torah that we were saved from the 10 Makos? Okay, so I hope you have patience. I'm going to say with the Pasuk for each one, which they bring, the Rambam and the Goyin. By Dom, Makas Dom, it says, V'lo yochlu Mitzrayim lishtos mayim min hayor. Mitzrayim couldn't drink water. Shema minot, the Jews could. Tzvardeya, Moshe Rabbeinu warns him, Ubo b'veisecha, uvachadar mishkovcha, right? In your house, in chadar mishkovcha, but not by the Jews. All those psukim say, b'cha, b'amcha, the Tzvardeya is going to go. Kinim. Kinim says everyone unanimously, the Rambam, Vilna Gaon, Rabbeinu Yoina, there is no pasuk. There is no pasuk that says there was only by the Gaon. And the Mela, the Rambam says that Kinim really was by the Jews also, but the Kinim didn't bother them. They didn't bite them, and but they were there.
So what was Yaakov's chashash?
Exactly, the Farkert, I think that's the riot.
Yeah. No, his chashash was, you know, he says, if buried there, right, because otherwise it would bother him.
Because, meaning, not he's dead, right?
Right.
He doesn't, Rashi's, if you read that, Rashi says, I don't want kinim rachshim tachas gufi.
Right.
Meaning, in other words, he wasn't worried about being bothered. I guess the goof has some kind of menucha if it's on the dirt and not kinim. Uh-huh. Meaning that. That for Karen, it's a raya because Pashtus is a question. Why are you worrying about Kinim? You're Jewish. I'm saying, you see, right? But it's a shtickle raya to the Rambam. You're Jewish. What are you worrying about Kinim for? You're not a Mitzri.
Right. Right.
So, but according to the Rambam, it's very good because Kinim actually was by the Jews too. No one says why. At the end, I have a maybe shtickle idea.
We don't want to say ain't something.
It's a I hear. But he has Ruach HaKodesh. His Ruach HaKodesh should be able to calculate. Yeah. Okay, that's Kenan.
Why are those Kenan that he was afraid about was the Makas Kenan? Maybe it's not the Kenan on the ground.
Well, the Lashon, it says, Soif Afra Liyos Kenan. That's the Lashon Rashi. It sounds like he's referring to Makas Kenan. It says, Soif Afra Liyos Kenan. I mean, if he means stam lice, so if he moves somewhere else, there could be lice there too. I mean,
no, but that was a place that had a lot of lice.
There was. Egypt had more lice than any other country. I mean, who said? The Rambam is right on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, right there. Nisim, yeah. The Ritva and the Haggadah brings it. Same thing. Says the same thing. What? That the same as the Rambam. That there was Kenyan by the Yidden, just it didn't bother them. Okay, now Vaiter, Orav. Orav.
Rabbi had a Svar Y again?
No, I didn't say Svar yet. Maybe later, a little Svar, maybe. Orav, the Pharish in the Torah. Hashem says, V'hiflesi b'yimahu eseretz goyshen, levilte es shamar. Dever, again, v'hiflesi, that there won't be Dever. Shchin, Ki hoya hashchin b'chartumim b'chol mitzrayim. Mashma not by the Jews. Borod, fair shapasik. Rak be'eretz goyshen asher sham b'nei Yisrael loy hoya habarod. Or loy hika barod, I didn't write the word clearly. Arbe vayal ho arbe al kol eretz mitzrayim. And then the Groy adds, umalu batecha. Ubate kol avodecha. Okay. Choyshech. So you're right. The only thing it says in the Chumash is Taka, only in Goshen. The Lashon is in the Chumash, Rak be'eretz Goshen asher sham b'nei Yisrael lo hayabarad. But I don't know about the others. Yeah, really, you see in the Torah they lived in town because it says, v'sho'a lo isha mishchenta, from her neighbor. She's going to borrow. Umigoras besa, and Rashi says, and some of them lived in the same house with, so you see, they were living in town. Okay, then comes Choshech, Farish, Ulachal b'nei Yisrael, haya oreb ha'mosh v'isa. Makas b'choyres, Ulachal b'nei Yisrael, ha'yachatz kal v'shoyne, l'man teidu, asher yafle Hashem, right? Ufasachti al ha... Okay. So there we go. So 9 out of 10 makas, there is a thing that the Jews didn't get it, and only the goyim got it. But if you were careful, it's really not all the same. It's 4-3-2-1. Okay? There's 10 makas. It's 4-3-2-1. There are 4 makas where the Torah says that it didn't happen at the happening. Like we had like Choshech. It says they did it. You know, he told Paro that he did it. And then when it describes what happened, it mentions, or by Borod, it said, in Eretz Goshen, the board didn't hit. So Dam, Shechin, Borod, and Choshech, those 4, when it tells you over what happened, it mentions that it only happened to the Egyptians. 3 Makos. Okay, well you'll see what I mean in a minute. You know what I mean? 3 Makos, Paro is told black and white in the Hasra, I will separate the Jews. That is in Oroif. He says, Vihiflesi. When they're talking to Paro in advance, they're telling you, I'm going to separate the Jews and they won't get it. Oroif, Dever, and Makas Bukhayas. These 3 are right out in the Chumash in the warning. Then, that's 3. Then there's 2 where it's in the warning in a remes, meaning by Tzfardeya, the Pasuk was, Uvo beveisecha uvachadar mishkovcha. So since they said yours, it's merumis in the warning.
Not the Jews.
And the same thing for Arbe, that it says, umalu vatecha. Okay, so that's 2. Then 1, which says nothing, was kinin. Okay, so you have it again. It's 4-3-2-1. 4 of them, when it tells over the story of the Makkah, we see that wasn't by the Jews. 3 of them is straight out in the warning. He tells them Hashem's going to separate the Jews. Arav Dever and Makas Bechayrus. 2, it's hinted in the warning. Tzfardeh and Arbe. And then King. Okay. So now, what's Pshat in all these differences? Okay, so here I want to say the following thing. It says in the Ramban and the Rashbam, why is it Taka by these 2 makas, really it's also makas b'chayrus, but they say it on the first 2 in Parshas Bo'era, by Orav and Dever, that these 2, he tells them straight out, v'hiflesi, I'm going to separate the Jews. Those 2 it says it, and by makas b'chayrus. What's so special about these 3? So the Ramban says, these two, well, he's talking about the ones in this Parsha, are ones which alpiteva spread. Even if they come to a place, they start going all over the place. More than anything else. Memela, even if the Makkah would have come to the Mitzrim at starters, but normally speaking, it would have spread. Really, what he's saying is really Beferish Mishnah and Tainus, that it says that if you have Aroiv coming to a place, then all around Eretz Yisrael they have to make Tainasim, because once there's Chayra going around, it usually spreads over.
So Arbel also.
Very good. That's the Kasha. So, and it says the same thing that Mishnah with Dever, that if there's a place gets Dever, all around it they have to start making Tainasim. Because those plagues used to spread. So Memela, therefore, Hashem had to say Beferish that I'm separate. So now, okay, I have no data on Kinim or Tzfardea, which I could have thought they also spread. Okay, you'll tell me, no, they don't spread as much. These spread more. But L'chaira Arbe is for sure Akasha. L'chaira Arbe is one of the things in that Mishnah and Tainus too, that if you see Arba in one place, then it spreads all over. So why didn't Hashem say it by Arba? So I wanted to say, I don't know, maybe you could say the Ramban is really saying this, but this is what I was trying to say, like the Pshat's like this. By the Oroiv and the Dever, those are natural things that could happen naturally. Aroiv, like the Mishnah and Tainus, right? Aroiv could naturally happen. Just Hashem made it happen. And never the same. Now, Arbe over here, there was an issue. Because the way the Pasuk has it, Barad had knocked down all the plants, all the vegetation. And there was just a little left. And the Rishonim have a big kasha. What was it? Right. So they say, Chita Kusemes. It says in the Pasuk, Chita Kusemes. But in Goshen, there was no Barad. Everything was growing full force. Now, if the Arbe are left to natural instinct, they're going to go there. Right? They're going to go to the where all the food is. So therefore, it says, Hashem says, I'm going to make the Arbe go to Eis Asher Hoisir HaBarad. You know, it says in the Pasuk. I'm going to tell them, I'm going to fly them there, right? And then also, Umalu Vatecha, they're going to fill up your houses. The regular Arbas don't go indoors where there's no food. They go to the field. They all jump on the food. So the Pshat is like this. Whenever the Makkah was, then Hashem just made it start, and then he let it go, right? The regular Teva way. So Memela, on those Makkahs, that they were left to the Teva way, so Hashem said, I'm going to make Kiflasi, but I'm going to stop it, that the Jewish won't get it. But by the Makkahs, that the whole thing was an ace, that like he had to give them go there, so then Memela, they're not there because they had an address. They were sent there. By the Dever or by the Orav, he just sent them, right? And Mimela, they just went. And Mimela, Farker, the Rebbeinu Shalom had to stop. He made a special nace. I'm not letting them go by the Jews. Not Orav and not Dever. By the Arbe, over there, it didn't have to say Viflasi because Hashem sent them to an address. He made them go there. So Memela was included. So Memela, okay, that was what I was thinking. And I even had a nafkamina, could have been a mitzis. What about, let's say, wild animals? You know, there's Chazer Hayar, there's animals in the wild, right? Did they catch the devil? So I would say, why not? Hashem says a special thing. I'm going to stop the devil from going on the Jews. They're not Jewish, they're just a hefker. So then it would be part of the regular Derech HaTeva. Why not? They can catch it. And the same thing by Aroiv. The Mishnah says that once things are wild, they go wild all over the place. So let's say, I don't know if there was anything, but let's say somebody was nearby. Some guy lived 1 inch out of Mitzrayim. Why not? The animals will go wild over there. Hashem made a special thing, it won't go to the Jews. Mashain came by Arbe. Arbe, Hashem gave them an address. You go there. So all the Arbas went there, finished. That's where they went. They went to the houses of the Mitzrayim, to the places where the bard was left, and that was where they went. They didn't go anywhere else. So Mimela, it didn't. That's why over there it didn't have to say, V'flasi, I'm going to save the Jews. There was nothing, it wasn't even if you weren't a Jew. Even if you were an Arab who lived, your house was on the borderline between, they wouldn't go to you. Because they were sent to a certain address. Masha'in came by Arav endeavor, the pshat was, Hashem just sent the animals, and then that's it. Okay, so that's the possible, oh, so now, based on this, so the same thing goes by Makas Bechoyres. Makas Bechoyres, it says what? That the dogs won't bark. Laman teidun asher yafla Hashem, that Hashem's going to separate. Zok the dazakenim. What's the pshat? Because it says in the Gemara and Ma and Bava Kama that dogs can sense the malchamavis, and when the malchamavis beir, the dogs bark. So the pshat was it's a natural; they sense it, and the Rebbeinu Shalom said they won't bark. Right, and the same thing. It says, "V'lo yiten ha-mashchis," I won't let the mashchis come. Rashi says, right, that when the mashchis comes, he's not mafchin. The malchamavis, right, in Eretz Hashem, let the malchamavis loose. Besides for that, he went himself and killed the bechayers. The malchamavis went loose. So, memela, al piderech ha-teva, the Jews are in danger. So, memela, Hashem said, I'm going to make a thing, I'll separate them, he won't be able to go there. So by these three makas, the derech ha-teva would have been that the Yidden were in Sakana. And therefore it says black and white in the Hasra, I will make a nes that the Jews won't. That's those group of three, where Hashem said Beferish. By the Tzfardeya, the Kinim, and the, what were the four that was hinted? I've made a mistake. That was the two. Tzvardeya and Arbe, right? Tzvardeya and Arbe, over there, it hints it because the warning was said, but the warning was, I'm going to make them go to you. Why does it say it in a lashon of a hint? Because the pshat is, by these two, they needed by Nes to be directed to go somewhere. Meaning like this. By the Arbe, as we said, they naturally, if you leave them naturally, not one of them is going to go there. They're not going to go picking out little food. They'll all go to where the food's growing. And they're not going to go in the houses. So they were sent there. Memela, if they had an address, it's a Dover de Memela. They were sent with an address. The same thing by Tzfardeya. Frogs don't go all over the city hopping into people's houses. Even if you schlep them out of the water. You put them on the water bank. They'll sit on the sand over there and jump back in the water, right? You have to go send them. They don't go. They don't do that. So Mimela, it says in the Pasuk, I will send them umalu batech, they're going to go into your house. So Mimela doesn't have to say it won't go in the Jews' houses. Anything which was sent with the shlichus to a place, that itself is the thing. So now we took care of the three group and the two. And then the other four, when it just says it in the story, there, the pshat is that was just stopped. Those makas don't move, I'm saying. The dam, those rivers got blood and the other ones didn't. Shchin. Hashem put shchin on them. He didn't put shchin on them. That was what the maka was. There was nothing special to say over there. It wasn't like the other two or three. He's right, they don't move. Right. And borrowed, that's where he put the borrowed. Okay. And then Kinim Taka, it doesn't say because it really was by Abraham. Okay, so now we just answered the 4-3-2-1 thing. Yeah, the one, Kinim, easy, Taka was. Two was that Hashem sent them Shaloi Ketivan to go at a certain place. That was Tzfardei and Arbe. The three was the Arav Dever Makas Bechayris really was dangerous and it was contagious and Hashem had to stop it from Bnei Yisrael. And then the other four, that was the Makkah. Where it was, where it wasn't. Okay. Now, comes the next part of this thing. It says in the Gemara that Rav Yehuda heard that Bever was affecting pigs. This is a Gemara in Tainus. And there was a pig disease. And they were dying. So he was Geyser Tainus.
Swine flu.
Swine flu? Okay. Yeah, okay. So he was Geyser Tainus. So they said, so the Gemara asks, why? I mean, does he, Rabbi Yehuda, hold that if there's dever in one min, that's a chesakana for another min? I mean, Jews didn't have pigs. So, right, what are you making a tainus? So the Gemara says, no, the me'ayim of pigs is doima to the me'ayim of inshi of humans, and the mele, it's a danger for human beings. So Taisus writes over there that based on this Gemara, huadin, if there's a dever by goyim, if goyim have a plague, the Jews need to fast. Because Madach, we compare the me'ayim of a chazer to a human, kavachom human to human. The mele, you have to fast for that too. Then the Ran says, Acherim chol, the Ran brings this, and the Ran says, Acherim cholke. Others argue, and they say that if it's goyim and yidin, it's shtei umois. Shtei umois ein oinchen shove. They don't get punished the same way. By two nations, that's nidin lefi maaseyan, and that you don't worry from one nation to another. They had a little smach. I don't know if they're saying it's somewhat of a smach because there's a gemara in Masechta Shabbos that Rav said, I'm never going to go on a ferry together with a goy, because maybe he's going to be chayiv, and I'll end up in trouble. Shmuel only would go with a goy. Because Shmuel said, the sultan can't get two umays at the same time. So Memela, I'm safe. You know, like, either they're on the up, or I'm on the up. So it's better to go with the goy. He would only go with a goy. So they used that smach, or whatever. They said, there's not going to be two umays. If the goyim are getting it, then the Jews don't have to worry. That was the Ran brings that sheet. So the Keren Oira says he has two kashas on the Ran. He says, first of all, I don't get it. Who owned the pigs? What does the Ran mean when he says, Masha ein kein chazerim? Who owned the pigs? Not Jews, goyim. So Bichla Mosaimon, I mean, the Gemara clearly said that when he saw that the Chazayim were getting dever, since they're like humans, so Memela he was going to tainus on the Jewish community. So then, how does it make sense what the Ran is saying, that if it's on Goyim, don't worry about it because it won't go on two umays, but the Chazayim also is two umays. That's his first kasha, and he says. So I, you know, you had that Gemara in Shabbos. So he writes, Elavadai, the truth is, Kivan Shenitin Rishus Lamashchis, Boyle Me Boyerach Me Latzlina. The Elavadai, you can't compare it. I think what he's saying is you can't compare it to the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, Shmuel was saying, it's kedai to go with a goy on the ferry because it's not usual that two umays will get affected. That's because nothing was wrong. Everything is perfect, yeah? So now I'm looking in the future, I'm saying, would Hashem make a psak that this ferry will fall apart? If there's two umays, probably not. Okay? But the Ran is using it that it happened already. The pigs are dying. Right? So now, the question is, will it affect the Jews? Will it spread to the Jews? So Karen says, that's different. If it already happened, then Adarabah, you're in Sakana. You're in. You don't use it in that case. Then already, meaning Hashem already made the Dina. So the issue is, if it will spread to the next Duma, that is more of a sakana than being alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, in other words, if what's smarter, to go alone on the ferry or to go with a guy? It's like, well, if you go with a guy, you have more chances for good luck, right? But let's say you already know the guy's in trouble, and they paskin on the guy in Shemayim that he's gonna get it, right? So is it better to go alone or with the guy who has bad mind? Probably alone. So Zok the Kerenoi, that's the same thing over here. You can't compare that to that Gemara. Over here, the guy already getting clapped, right? Now you want to know, is that bad luck for me? Yeah. That's what he says. That's his first time. And then he says another time. He says, it says in this week's parsha, by the Dever was one of those two makas where he went and said, Bipemole. Hashem had to say, I'm going to separate the Jews from the Dever. And like, I think it fits very nicely into everything we just said, that the which ones are Beferish, the ones that Alpiderech HaTeva, they spread. Well, that's Goyim to Jews. And you see that Derech HaTeva is that it does spread. So Mamela, it's his other Rai against the Ram. Okay, that's his two kashas on the Ram. First of all, he doesn't understand what the Ram means.
Where was Dever? Dever wasn't on the animals?
Yeah, it was.
Was animals to animals?
Animals to animals. So because it's all part of his thinking. Because he thinks that Goyish animals is the same thing as Goyish people. Okay, that's got it. Okay, so that's really, we got to hit the first kasha, and then we can go to. So let's go to his first kasha. He's saying, what's the whole Ran saying? The whole Ran is Tzarechin. The case in the Gemara is two umais. So how could the Ran say that you don't have to worry if they had never hit the Goyish people? But the Gemara is also talking about pigs of the Goyish people. Okay, so here I'll read you from the Michtam. You know, the Michtam is one of the Rishayim. He says the following. He's explaining this Ran. Kivon she'al oynesh avoynam hu. Since if the goyim are dying from Dever, it's a einish for their averus. So you don't need to worry in the Jewish place because they're separate. Goyish averus l'chud, Jewish l'chud. Then he says, "Verak mi megefas behemis." The only thing you do have to worry is if the animals are dying. She'ein lohem zchus v'chayva, because animals have no zchus and animals have no chayva. It's not shaykh in the idea of einish over there. Then yesh lachshosh. Then the Jews have to worry. Kasher mayim doim l'shalanoshim, because they have similar stomach to human. Shemot ispashet amagif gambehem. Okay, that's what he says. Now, what does he mean? What is he saying? Because animals don't have averus or mitzvahs. Shkoyach. But you're punishing the owner. What is he saying? Right? What's he saying? It's the same thing. Either you're punishing the owner on his goof, or you're punishing the owner on his animals. Is l'chayra, I think this for a long time, tried to figure out what it could mean. L'chayra, what he's saying is, because the plague on the animals was regardless, it had nothing to do with ones that were owned. There's chazir hayar. The pigs were dying. It wasn't only the pigs that were being owned were dying. It was a pig plague. It was dying. The plague doesn't care. It had nothing to do with that they were owned. Memela, it's taka. Pigs are dying. They have no chayv, no zchus. It's a teva that the Baruch Hashem put in the world now that the pigs are dying. Maybe that's what he's saying. Okay, now if that is what he's saying, if that is what he's saying, then that might be the answer also to the kasha, the second kasha of the Keren Oyer too. The Keren Oyer said, how come they need a special protection by Mitzrayim? Because earlier on we said that when the Dever happened in the time of the Mitzrayim, also probably all the wild animals were dying, even ones that weren't owned by the Mitzrayim. Because the whole thing was, it was a Dever, and it spreads. So Memela, as soon as it becomes a matzav, where it's nothing to do with Einish, where it's just going, then already you have to worry. So the same answer that you say on that, you could say on that. The answer is both Karen Oyer's kashas at one time. The answer is what the Michtam said. It's not only the ones that are a punishment. There's animals dying that are not a punishment. Animals are in the wild. Another way that I could understand the Ran is as follows. The Talmud HaRashba, there's a sefer called Talmud HaRashba on Shemois, says that when a person gets punished, when a human being, a mitzri, l'mashal even, then Hashem does it himself. To kill the person, Hashem does it personally. When it comes to punishing the animals or mammon, then you have the malach. So Meili says, Hashem says, I'm going to go and kill the mitzri myself. But then it says the mashchis. There was a v'leit in a mashchis. He says the mashchis was because it says also all the b'chayer animals die. That he gave out to the malach. Which that concept you already see in the chinuch. The chinuch writes that when Hashem is mashgiach on the human people, each and every human is judged separately as a yachid. When it comes to animals, Hashem doesn't have the same mashgiach over there. Hashem makes a thing, animals will die. Hashem's not mashgiach, each animal, this animal, that animal, famous shita sachinuch. Because the idea is there's a much different hashgacha on a human being than on mammon. Zoi bezoi, I could hear that that's what the Ran was trying to say. If Hashem killed certain goyim with a plague, with a dever, that means that each goy was gechezmint, you know, each single goy, and it was done with a special hashgacha. So Meili, you don't have to worry. If you're not part of his group, you're Yidin, you're not in that whole hashgacha. Masha Enkein, when it comes to animals dying, it's not done that way. It's not done in a way of hashgacha on each animal. It's given out to like the malach that he could do it. That kind of a thing is much more mesukin, that it's not going to be davke here, davke here. It could go somewhere else. That might be another way to understand the Ran.
That assumes that the difference between a yid and a guy doesn't exist, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is direct hashgacha, but it does exist between a yid and a person and a bangla. Right? And a lot of we told that the hashgacha of the guy is different than the hashgacha of a yid.
Oh, I'm sure the hashgacha of a yid is even greater, even higher.
So therefore, if it's by a guy. I mean, you say we made that same distinction between the yid and the guy.
True. So still, in are that low, in order to come out, there are three things, a yid, a guy, and behemoths. So even a guy, we're still saying, Zokhtaran, if a guy is getting a plague, the Shita Saran, don't worry, the yid don't need to worry. Because even that, even the middle level of a guy, it's a certain specific hashgacha only on those particular people. Mashenkin, if
is
it's
that necessarily true,
I hear that's the Ran, but that's the Ran thing. That's the Ran. But if you're going to talk about behemoths, there it's not done with that same hashgacha. Then it's not miyuchad. So then it's more dangerous.
What about the grass?
What about the grass? Grass is probably even less than animals.
Gemara says, right?
Oh, that every single blade of grass, there's a malach that says gadel. Is that what you mean? But that's like a malach. Malach already means not straight. That's the lashon that the Talmud HaRashba said.
Name is worse than grass.
No. Behemoth is also, he says, is malach. Talmud HaRashba says, the behemoth Hashem gives it out to a malach. The people, he does himself. That's what he says.
What about the famous Gemara by Yitzhak Moshe?
Yeah. You mean you see over there, even by people, that Gemara's Masha, even by the people, it's the Malach. I don't know. That's a good kasha on the Talmud HaRashba, who said that Hashem did the people himself. That Gemara's Masha, not me. I don't. That's a good kasha. By that Mashchis over there, you mean? Lingoif. You mean Lingoif? Sure, Pashas, everyone thinks it means dying. So Al Kapanim comes out like this. We're saying two ways to understand this Ran. The Ran said that if it happened to Goish people, it's miyuchad. If it happened to Goish animals, then already you have to worry. Either Pshat is like the Michtam, because if it's happening to Goish animals, it's happening to Hefker animals. Or we're saying that, even if it's just the Goish animals is much more not miyuchad. Either way you go, it also answers the Pshat by Dever. Because either the Hefker animals were dying also, or stam animals is different. Okay. Now comes the last part of this shmuz. The last part is like this. It says in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that there's gilui. There's a thing, right? If you don't cover the wine or certain other liquids, snakes used to poison it, and it's a sakana. So the Gemara brings a kasha, goyim don't keep gilui. So how come you don't see goyim dying from drinking gilui? So the Gemara answers, since they eat shkotzim or amasim, so the chavil gufayu, they have a different insides, and memela, the poison doesn't affect them. It protects them in that case.
The vaccine.
So it's like, yeah. So there's a Moiradika Chassam Sefer who writes, he writes it twice in his Chidushe Chassam Sefer, and right on that Gemara right there. And there's another Gemara too in Shabbos that also says Chavil Gufayu. The Gemara there is talking about how fast is the Zera Masriach. So it says in the Guf of a Yid, it takes 3 days. And the guf of a goy even faster, because chavili gufayu, so it gets masriach faster. So in these gemaras, he says, based on these gemaras, any medicine that is known to work for Jews is not guaranteed, I mean for goyim, is not guaranteed that it's going to work for Jews. Okay? And he says, I'm not saying that you shouldn't use it on Yom Kippur to eat it or Chilul Shabbos. Yeah, it is definitely a suffix that it will work. But you can't be guaranteed, and therefore, lekula, to use it as a guaranteed that it's going to work, I don't hold you can work. And he has a whole thing there. Tema, and all the Jews, they go to universities, and they think that whatever they learn there is automatically true for Jews. I don't see it. It's not muchach. And there he doesn't give a real psak on it. But in Yeridei and Shuvis, he mamish has a case of it. The case was that an isha was being royadam, and she had a whole problem because every time by tashmish she ended up being royadam, and then it's a whole problem. Okay, so it says in the Bach says that if let's say a doctor says that he tried out a certain medicine, and it worked on Ayid, and it cured her. So that's the thing, Ayid. Now, the thing is like this, how did it happen? How do you know it cured her? The din is, if an Isha was read down 3 times, she has to get a get. She has to get divorced because of that problem. So how did the doctor ever see that it worked? The answer is that it worked after twice. There was a lady that came twice. He gave her this medicine, and she got all better. So then, you're Zok de Bach, you could be soymech on that medicine, even if the second isha happened 3 times already. So, frektach sam soifer, how come the Bach didn't say a case that a guy tried it out on a guy? And the guy was even 3 times, and the medicine worked. So he says, that's what I'm saying. If it works on a guy, you're not allowed to rely on it, lakula. You wouldn't be allowed to matter somebody based on that. There he says it, mamash ledina, moyer dike chasam sefer. Okay, that's his example. So, so now I had a little bit of a ha'ara. That chasam sefer is in tshuva kuf einhei in Yeridea. Kuf einhei. Okay, I already tell you what everyone says about that tshuva. Right now, I wrote down what everyone says. The Reb Nachum Weidenfeld, that's the brother, the Chazoy Nachum, that's the Chabiner's brother. You know, there were two brothers, they're both Gainim. The Chabiner was more famous, and his brother, Reb Nachum. And Reb Nachum asked the Kasha on the Chassam Sefer, because there's a Taisvis in Gittin, that it gives, you know, there's a whole Refuas Gemara there, getting like for a Tublat in the beginning of Mishach, so all these different medicines. So it says, what's medicine for Tzaras? So it gives you a whole thing what to do. So then it says, Rav Simi Barashi tried it out, and he taka cured a guy from Tzaras. So Frek Toisvis, it doesn't say, you don't merap in goyim. Why? What's he doing over there? So Taisvis says, yeah, you're not allowed to merapi goyim for goyim, but he needed to try it out so that he'll know if it works for Jews. So Frank, the Chazon Nochem, you see, yeah.
No, because it might work.
Oh, so the Sefer, what's the name of the Sefer? I never heard of it before today. Divrei Tzvi. Says, no kasha. The Chassam Sefer himself said it might work. It's kedai to do it for it might work. It can't be mako, but you can zikr try it. That's the first thing. And then he says, also, you skipped a line in the tshuva there. Because the Chassam Sefer writes there like in half a line. He says, Mitivoin le tzivin. That's chachmei roharoyfim shabizmanein. What's that? There's a Gemara in Nida on Chaf Beis Amid Beis that an isha had a certain kind of thing that looked like red peels. It was coming out from this isha, klipin adumim. So they didn't know what is it. Is it tam? Is it Nida? Is it not Nida? So it says we asked the roifim. They asked these roifim, these geisha roifim, and they said it's from this and this wound, and this, it's no problem. So the Chassam Sefer says, you're going to slug me up from here. You see that that they relied, they said she's lakula. They said she's not an Ida, because the doctors that they asked said it's not, it's a makkah. So Zok Chassam Sefer, yeah, bizmanehem, they had big chachamim who were able to take into account the fact that the goof of the goy is different because of the shkotzim or masim, and they knew how to shoykel if that would play a role. So they were makel. I'm saying nowadays we don't have that chachma, so now you never know what is yeah and what is not. So Memela, that also answers up his kasha totally, because of Sima Rashi could have known. Okay, so those are the two answers that he says. Now there is a Sefer called Sefer Pikuach Nefesh. He just says, I don't know. Just because you have two instances in the Gemara where the Gemara says that Goyim, the goof of Goyim is different than the goof of Eden, maybe that's enough. We'll just leave it at those two things. You know, who says it's by other things. Okay, but he's not a bar plukta. The Chassam Sefer said, I also don't know, the Chassam Sefer said, but I don't know. Maybe yeah, maybe no. Okay, that's the whole thing. So now, getting back to the Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara in Tainus said that since the Chazerim got sick from the dever, so therefore we have to make a tainus because our stomach is the same. Now it says in Shabbos that just like the chavilu gufayus goes on the goyim eat the shkitzer masim, also the animals eat shkitzer masim chavilu gufayu. So ibezoi, what's pshat in this Gemara? How is the Gemara saying that since it's chavil gufayu, that since the chazerim are getting this dever, that also the bnei Yisrael are going to get the chazerim, but they're not the same. So at first, I wanted to answer this kasha with a rashash. The rashash says, not on the Gemara, that animals eat shkatzim. He says, the Gemara doesn't mean every animal eats shkatzim. It means chasul. Chasul, it says in the Gemara, eats mice. That's what it eats. It's shkatzim. So a chasul is chavil gufayim. But not every animal. So oy bezoy, maybe chazerim, taka don't eat shkatzim or masim. I don't know what they eat for supper. But maybe they don't eat shkatzim or masim. That's what I thought. But then I had a kasha on Taisus. If it's true that the chazir, it doesn't chavil gufayim, what's the kol shekin of Taisus? Taisus says, from here we see that the chazerim are equal with people, for sure goyim. But goyim do eat shkatzim or masim. So what's the kol shekin of Taisus? So therefore, I think you have to go the other way around. Avad the chazerim also are chavili gufayim. And I actually asked a guy to check up what chazerim eat. And he checked it up, and it said chazerim eat insects, and plants. That's what they eat. So they do eat. That's what they eat. So Memele, they are Chavil Gufayim. Memele Taisus is right that if Chazim, for sure people, you're going to ask me on the whole Gemara, what's the Gemara's Raya? This is Chavil Gufayim. I'll use the same answer that the Chassam Sofer gave, that then they were Chachamim, and they were able to be Shoykel. I use that same thing again, and they were Shoykel, that as far as Dever goes, it's not going to make a difference. Memela, Taisus was able to ride on the Gemara. Okay, fine. So this is, this is the whole, that's the end of the last thing. Okay, so good. So we have the whole things set up. Yeah, first we went with the 4-3-2-1. Then we had the Gemara in Tainus that said if you could go from Goyim to Yidin, the Kasha of the Keranoia. Oh, I forgot one thing. Yeah, I forgot one whole thing. This. We had a Kasha of the Keranoia. Why the Ran says that you don't worry from Dever of Goyim to Dever of Yidin. So why in the Pasuk does it say that it will go, and we have to have a special viflase. So I already gave terutz, but I want to say another terutz. It says that the 10 makos happened to the Eden, to the Goyim, and we had 10 nisim, that it didn't happen. Then it says there was 10 makos on the Yamsuf. Okay, now those aren't so well known. The 10 makos on the Yam Suf are 10 things about how the Goyim drowned. They're all in Az Yashir. Romo Bayom, Yoro Bayom, Tubu Biyam Suf, Tehoimis Yechasiumu, Yordu Bim Tzoylois, Tirats Oyev, Taros Kamecha, Yechleimer Kakash, Kisomo Yom, Tzol Aluka Oferis. All these were different things that happened to them. Those are the 10 things. And then we had 10 nisim on the Yam. What were the 10 nisim on the Yam? So the Avos Rabbi Nosson says, the first one, Kriyas Yamsuf. Number 2, Pasuk in the Haftarah and Chavakuk, we say it on Shavuos, Nokavto b'matov roish perozov. That Hashem made like a hole with a stick. Straight. We went in a tunnel. There was a covering on top, and there was a hole. It was covered. That's number 2. 3.
This is in the Yamsuf.
This is in the Yamsuf.
So it's one miracle. I thought we were saying
ten different miracles. Okay, so one is that the water split. It was like instead of ocean, and then covers. Okay. That's 2. 3. The ground became hard. Usually, the bottom would be all muddy. And that we learned from Vayavru B'Sechayam Vayabosha, as hard. 4, that where the Mitzrim went, it became muddier. And that's a pasuk, I'm not sure where it is. Chaymer Mayim Rabim. I don't remember where that is right now. I'm pretty sure it's in the Haftarah in over there in Chavakuk too.
So that's considered a nes as opposed to a maka?
Oh, so that's a big chiddush. So the Rav sticks in over there. And that saved us because then they couldn't go after us. Slow them down. That's what he says.
Which part again?
That where they went got muddier, so they couldn't move. Number 5, the walls looked very nice, like little designs of little like little stones. Like it says in
the pasuk,
like tiles. Like tiled, yeah. Parartav Ozcha, we say it on Slichas, that, you know, it's from Tehillim. Ata Parartav Ozcha Yom Shibarta. Right, so Parartav Pirurin, that's 5. The 6th one is that it became hard, the walls, and the Mitzrim banged their heads into the wall. But that's Shibarta Rosh Saninim Alamoim, the end of that pasuk. The Taninim is the Mitzrim are called Taninim. That must have been also, he doesn't say it there, but I guess he means also it saved the Eden, I guess. That one he doesn't have. 7 is, there was 12 lanes, 12 lane highway, from Kilei Lamchazdoi, Legoizer Yamsuf Ligzorim, that there were 12 Shvatim for each Shevet. Number 8, that the walls were see-through, so that you could see what's going on in the others. It was like Sapir Shoyam and Zechuchis. That we learned from the Pasuk, Cheshchas Mayim, even though the water should have been dark, of Eishchakim, it became light like clouds, so you could see through. Number 9 is that the water was sweet and you could drink out of the wall if you wanted. And that you learn from the Pasuk that calls it Noizlim. And Noizlim is usually like fresh spring water. And then the last nes was that if you stopped drinking, all the leftovers didn't get slippery like water on the floor. It became back into piles, and that's what we learned from Ner Mumayim. Okay, so these are the 10 nisim. So now the Shaila is, Frank the Tesis Yom Tif, why is it that when we say the 10 nisim of the Makkos, it just means we didn't get the Makkah? So, but when it comes to the 10 ones in the Kriyas Yam Suf, it's totally different ones. It's not, we didn't get it. It's the, well, I can't
imagine. It was 10 miles. One, to be Tevea in the Yam, to drown, Yoram Yam, it's all being in the water. One thing, we were not in the water.
You mean in one way, in one thing, you're out of all 10. I hear that's good. Right? They say once you're not in the water,
he's saying you're Yamsuf number one. Number one, Lazafuke.
It's already Lazafuke all 10, so it's not 10 different things. Here, very nice. So he's got to say, okay, here. He doesn't answer that. That's a very good answer. He says something a little different. He says, over there, if you would only get out of one, it would be worthless. Because if any of the other 9 came on you, you'd die anyway. So Memela, it's like Hakol Charu. If Hashem's going to do one, the Hecher he's going to do all 10. Because he says, by a Makkah, if you're spared from, let's say, Dam, you know, but you might be in Sardeya or whatever, so you have to get spared 10 separate, like, things. But here, if Hashem says, I'm not letting you die, then he's going to be Hecher do all 10. That's what he says. But I hear what you're saying is very good.
It's almost like the other side of my coin.
Yeah, it's similar, but you're saying then one shot, Hashem did, okay. I had another thing to say, that the pshat is like this. It says in the Tosfos Yom Tov, that is an interesting thing it says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Eser makas hevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala Mitzrim. And it says, Eser nisim nasu la'aviseinu. Why doesn't it say, Oso HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'aviseinu? Only the Mitzrim got HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in there. Zok the Tosfos Yom Tov b'shem the Medrash Shmuel, because they really deserve the Makkos. That was Al Pi Din Emes. The Yidin didn't really deserve not to have the Makkos, because we were all of their Zara also. Hello, of their Zara. Was a Rachmanis. So it writes, Nasa was done for us, but it wasn't with a full Midas Adin. So I wanted to tie in it. Maybe Al Pi Midas Adin, we shouldn't have gotten out of the Makkos. But Al Pi Midas HaDin, we shouldn't have been wiped out in the Yam Suf. That much not. Even with all the things we did wrong, we weren't supposed to be destroyed like Mitzrayim was finished. There's not a Mitzri left. We weren't supposed to get that. Memela, by the 10 Makkos, it was Nisim that were done for us. Hashem made a Makkah. Really, we should have... We were bad enough that we could have gotten it too, but we got an ace. We got out of it. Each one by the Kriyas Yam Suf over there. It wasn't called a nace that we didn't get Yorah Bayam and all those things. We weren't supposed to get that, so that wasn't a nace. Is Al Kaponim? What I'm taking out of the whole thing is that in the case of the Makkos, we were not really deserving to be spared. Because really we were halal of the Azar. So over there, Avada, you need a special pasuk to say, I'm making a nace to take the Jews out of the Dever and the Arav. It's saying in the pasuk this thing, that we needed a nace for that to happen. That's how come, that's the answer to the Karen Aris Kasha. He said, if the Ran said that it doesn't go from Jew to Goy, so what's, okay, but here, yeah. Here, that's what the pasuk is saying. We were over there at Azor.
It's one arm.
It's like one arm, sort of.
Right, right.
Memela here, we needed an ace. Okay, that's the end of the whole thing. Okay.
The face is a